The trouble with Georgia's Maloney's, UK Guardian seethes over next Italy PM sexualizing herself, opposing gender quotas. By Jack Montgomery on September 30, 2022. The Guardian is upset that Giorgia Meloni, very likely set to become Italy's first woman prime minister, is opposed to gender quotas and sexualized herself during the election. In an article harping on the fact that the National Conservative leader posted a sexualized clip of herself during the election campaign, favors curbs on abortion and is against pink quotas by Rome correspondent Angela Giuffrida, the British newspaper appeared irate that she believed roles should be achieved through merit, not gender. The sexualized video, a joke social media post uploaded after electioneering, was officially closed of a fully clothed Meloni holding two melons in front of her chest and saying September 25th, Election Day, I've said everything, was a further indication that Meloni would not be carrying the torch for feminists as prime minister. For those who found the clip distasteful, the leftist news outlet suggested. Giuffrida appears to have gone so far as to contact Meloni's team for a statement on the video, and was told that the melons were simply a play on the surname Meloni, which means melons, and dismissed any suggestion that she was a woman against women as distasteful and outside of reality. The Guardian did concede that Meloni, who they branded far-right throughout becoming prime minister, assuming no unexpected twists in the formation of the next government, marks a genuine breakthrough, and even quoted women within the left-establishment Democratic Party, PD, who were critical of its somewhat fraudulent pose as a champion of women. The really big problem with the left is that they only put women in second-level positions rather than putting us in leadership roles that would really give us power, said Luisa Rizzitelli, of her own experience being invited to stand for the Democrats, in a no-hope constituency she was all but guaranteed to lose. Monica Serena, another prominent PD activist, said she had a similar experience, suggesting that women who do not toe the line in terms of how they express themselves irritate the party's male leadership. Meanwhile, Lavinia Menoni, a newly elected senator for Meloni's Brothers of Italy FTI party, told the newspaper that in addition to likely having furnished Italy with its first woman prime minister, it also boasts a large number of women who were elected to parliament. Menoni stressed, however, that it is not about whether Meloni is a woman or not. She is simply a very good leader, someone who is determined and coherent. We need to stop attributing feminist labels to everything. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.